Happy birthday, young master. I feel like preparations may have been over the top. However, it does seem like you had a very good time. So at the end, I believe it was worth it. You should rest. Leave the cleaning to me. It is my job after all. So, did you like the presents you were given? That's very good to hear. And was everything up to your liking? Very good. There is a lot to do, huh? A lot indeed. But it's nothing I can't handle. Of course. Quite a few bottles around too. There's some left in this. Would you like me to store this in the refrigerator? Oh, that is true. They never really taste as good when they're flat. It's a bit of a waste, but I can throw it away. I'll leave that there for now. I've really got my work cut out for me. No. This is your day, after all. I would rather not burden you with having to clean. So, don't worry. I can handle all the cleaning today. Of course. Now, let's clear over here. What a large plate. Really is best to get this all cleaned up before it all gets moldy. Dealing with moldy foods are annoying. Doubles the cleaning time and makes it that much more disgusting. I used to work in places like that, actually. They would let the food go very raw and moldy. And goodness me, it was just bad. Glad I managed to pick up this job instead. I mean, after all, it's led me to meeting someone like you. That's quite pleasing in my eyes. Thank you. I actually have something for you. For your present. I can show that in a few minutes, so let me at least get some work done before I get distracted. You know, my mother usually referred to the birthdays as birth weeks. So you can take the entire week to just go and do whatever you want. Sure, it isn't exactly a birthday, but it gives you more time to just have fun and celebrate. I've noticed that not many people really celebrate their birthday when they grow older. They just see it as they're getting one step closer to death, but it seems like such a bad way of viewing things. Everyone else is happy. They're happy that you were born because you've impacted their lives. You've made them happy. You've been by their side, and they've taken joy and pride in being in yours, in your presence, and walking through life with you. So why should you be sad if your birth has brought such a nice thing to so many people? Oh, forgive me. Rambling again. I tend to get like that while cleaning. It's just one way of passing the time and filling the silence while I'm moving around stuff. But I feel like there should be a more normal way of viewing things. Or maybe that's just me. So many bottles. That should be good. Now, I should probably start to stack the plates together. Quite a few out. Snacks are scattered around the place too. I'll either have to hoover or sweep things up. It is getting quite late after all, so we'll just have to sweep. Where is it? There you are. Okay, that section looks done. Why, the rain's picking up, huh, isn't it? Think there might be a storm. Ah, goodness me. Isn't that unfortunate? Okay, that doesn't look too bad. You know, we always tend to be the last standing, huh? When everyone's gone and passed out, we always stay up. I have a question. How comes you are just so sweet and understanding? I mean, I am merely but a servant. And usually, I would get mistreated. But it's something that I just have to bear with and live through. It's kind of expected, but genuine, actual, nice treatment is strange. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I don't like it, but what makes you so different? How comes you just... How comes your understanding? That's really sweet of you. Like... You are such a gem. We're lucky to have someone like you to raise. Anyways, I should probably get back to work. There's still so much to do. They wouldn't forgive me if I... Really? I am still wanting to give you your birthday present after all. Which, coincidentally, is still on the topic of cleaning. Well, it's been a while for me since I have ever really done such a thing for my master. Or person I work for, either or. But I have the ability to give personal cleaning services, if you understand what I'm insinuating by that. Well, if you allow me, I can demonstrate. No. You don't have anything to worry about. So, don't worry. Just lay back. Allow me to tend to you. Sounds good? Perfect. Okay. I just need to get these off first. I won't be needing these. I'm going to have to take off yours as well. I think you already know where I'm going with this. That's good. Let's get these off of you. I was made to do these tasks when my previous employers were tired from work, so you know how things can be. Oh, goodness me. It seems like the idea has been arousing to you. Good. I'll be starting with my lower half first. I'm already relatively wet, so this should be a nice experience for you. I don't know about taking this in, though. Just, it's bigger than I've ever really had, which is surprising. I didn't think they could get like this. It's really thick, too. Fuck. Can't believe he was carrying something like this around all the time. You must let out so much. Must get really big when you stroke it. These balls of yours are so full, too. sorry. I should begin. Bear with me. Let me just get on top. Okay. Ready. It's been a while for me, but I should be able to do a decent job. Your head is just constantly brushing against mine. What did you do to become that big? sell your soul or something? I wonder how the sink could fit in my mouth. Getting a bit eager, aren't we? That's good. Right there. Hold on. You're not supposed to be trying to make me feel good. This is your birthday, after all. Fuck. You certainly aren't feeling it. In a transfer. Haven't experienced that in a while. Let me get off. I want to taste it, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you. I was right. It's very hard to get my mouth around it. I'll just have to look around it for now. The two of us combined would taste so good. I'm determined to get more than half of this down. I feel awfully slutty. I hope this isn't a bother to you. It just feels really good. Bit more that time. Ow. You can force it down if you want. I don't mind. Let's try that this time, okay? I think that would be good. I'm ready. Oh. No, that's quite flattering, actually. Being the best pocket pussy you've ever fucked is quite the title, huh? Holy shit. Oh, fuck. I can't take this anymore. Please fuck me. Oh, I'm fucking leaking. I've never been tingling down there as much as I have now, and holy fuck, it's driving me insane. I didn't think you had it in you to be at that wrath, but I really liked it. Like, really, really liked it. So, please, could we do more? You can take me in any position you want. Just, please. Oh! Oh, God! On my back? Oh, okay. Interest. Yeah. Your legs can be pretty flexible, huh? This is embarrassing. I'm really wide open for you here. But okay. You should, like, just take it slow for now and then get rougher. I know what I said, but it's large, like, really large. Like it's gonna literally rip me apart. Ah, fuck! Seriously, I can't. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking, so close. Did you finish inside me? No, I just need to remind myself I have to take a pill. So, how was your birthday present? Personal cleaning services are pretty good, right? And to me, it looks sparkly clean. I should give myself a pat on the back for that one. But I think before I do that, I'm gonna rest first. It's been a long, long day. Doing even more cleaning. And there was so much to clean. It's taken a toll on me. I'll try to wake up shortly. Happy birthday. Hello, my darlings. This is Pandara. According to the Metropolitan Police, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. It was a lot of fun to make. This one was a bit more harder on the voice because I made it a bit more intense and louder. That's fun, but it was very fun to make, at least. As per usual, I'm gonna ask a question of the day. Which will be, what console have you guys stuck with the longest? Like, what platform? For me, it's the PlayStation. I've had, like, almost all of them, and it's just been with me throughout the majority of my life. for the threat, if you don't take care of yourself for this week, anytime you try to watch something, I'm gonna disconnect and reconnect the internet. And then you're gonna go down and reconnect it yourself. And then when you go back up, I'm just gonna disconnect and reconnect it again. So you will constantly be buffering until you go and eat something and take care of yourself. Mwah. I hope you lovelies have a wonderful, wonderful week. A big thank you to all my Patreons who have been constantly supporting me and just being here for me. And a big thank you to you, the viewer, for watching these videos and interacting with me. Take care, my darlings, and until next time.